The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. Tim Matheson. Actor Tim Matheson. Is that tomorrow?
That is tomorrow, yeah.
Tim Matheson's in the new Chucky movie?
Child's Play, the reboot.
And Rob Riggle is pimping what?
Holy Moly is the name of the show on ABC.
The most extreme miniature golf by executive producer...
Steph Curry,
I know.
Yeah, and
that's how these guys make some cash. Extra
and Riggle's co-hosting with Petey's boy, Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah, what is his name?
I can see his face.
Tessitore, right.
Joe Tessitore.
And our buddy Nick Hoff later on this week, too. He's at the Funny Bone. Nick Allen will be here also.
I was watching that U.S. Open over the weekend, and... I want to go back and play Pebble Beach now because I would watch action.
Buddy of mine's playing that today. A friend of mine from high school is there playing that today.
Oh, that would be tough today.
Yeah, he went in. They flew out with his son, and they're playing there. They watched the tournament, and he's playing today.
Are they going to mow the rough first?
Yeah, I was going to say, shave that down before they let everybody out there?
Mowing the rough last night.
The conditions, it would be a lot more difficult right now.
Well, there's always, you can squirrel it out.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
He's not playing to win anything. He's playing to play.
But I would see
him and his son playing.
Yeah, I want to go back and do number seven because I saw those guys. I said, that's the way Tyler would do it. He wouldn't put it short.
Nope.
Tyler would hit the green every time.
No, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't go short because I don't care about. I don't care if I lose a ball.
I'd put six in the ocean and then put one on the green.
Actually, six pinnacles in the ocean. Yeah. Who cares?
You got to hit it about 100 yards past the green to put it in the ocean.
Yeah, that's why I won't do that.
I mean, but you don't want to be over.
Well, yeah, I just hit another one.
If you're going to miss, you want to be short.
What's up, Craig?
Was on this date in 1972. You might remember where you were when newspapers around the country reported a burglary at an apartment at the Watergate complex in Washington, D.C.
Crazy time about that, even though we were a little bit too young to pay attention like we should have. Well, we couldn't. We were too young. We didn't care. The crazy thing about that was we all had the same set of facts back then. News organizations all took the same set of facts and laid them out over a couple years. And there wasn't a Nixon channel.
For people unaware, the break-in eventually led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon.
That's not just me saying that. That's the storyline happening right now about this.
If you heard it my way, complete exoneration of Nixon.
No, he had to quit.
Well, and even then, he would have been fine had he come clean about the burglary.
Oh, just say he did.
Sure.
It.
Yeah.
Just say he knew about it or something. Sorry.
Well,
but instead, he got busted, and this is
I don't think he would have been fine. I think there wasn't a Nixon station then.
He got busted for the cover-up.
Yeah.
Not for what actually happened.
Which is happening now, a cover-up.
Yeah, right. He got busted for the cover-up, not for what actually happened. Right.
And he had to quit. Only the same set of facts out there.
He didn't have to. Right. You know, he'd have hung in there. We'd all rallied behind him.
Well, he quit when the leaders on his side came and said, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah, we can't prop you up anymore.
But yeah, when they had balls, you mean.
Yeah. Study finds that football players born in the first quarter of the year are more likely to make it to the NFL.
Is that because they waited to go to high school, they matured later? What? I don't get this. Just that's a weird study.
Yeah, that seems like coincidence.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Researchers, morons at Dartmouth,
Well, they are. They're...
Found evidence that shows that football players born in January through March develop faster than their slightly younger peers and participate in team sports, especially football, in higher numbers. This leads to a higher portion of players born earlier in the year making it to the NFL than the portions of players born in any other quarter.
Doesn't make much sense then, because you can be born, like nowadays, you can be born in October, November, and December and still wait to go to school the year after that. So you're
tell it to the scientists.
No, you're just going to be just as big as the guys born in January or February.
Tell it to the scientists.
Now, I believe this. I was born in November, and that's the only thing that held me back from going pro.
Right.
They say developmental advantages possessed by relatively older players in childhood carries into adolescence that impacts players' abilities to pursue a professional athletic career in young adulthood.
Yeah, I was born in January and spent like 8 years in the league.
Yeah.
And I got hurt.
Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
It's just a weird study.
Sorry, Pac-8.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand what they're trying to say.
The facts.
I'm just saying what
the facts are.
They are saying that older kids in school are mature quicker and they're playing football quicker. I get that. I get the facts. But that doesn't make much sense when it comes to December, because you can wait to go to school.
It doesn't matter
the whole
year. Makes sense.
Yeah.
They're only reporting what the numbers tell you.
Yeah, because I went to school.
It doesn't matter
five.
What makes sense.
I know. I'm not arguing. I'm just telling
you. Yes,
you
are.
No, I'm not. I'm saying older guys.
Yeah, Todd's telling me he was born in January and played 10 years in the NFL.
Well, that's a lie. You didn't remember that?
Eight.
Eight. I'm sorry.
Make a liar out of me. Misquote me.
He was only all pro once.
All right, I get it.
You can find this study.
That explains why I didn't go. I went to school right away.
See, that,
so I was actually young for my class.
The study is published in the Journal of Quantitative Analysis in Sports.
What do they know?
I actually had 8 years of eligibility in college, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you still have eligibility?
No, I've used that up. All the deferments and everything. But you're right, Puss. When I
look
started,
at this, Craig, I have no idea what this headline means.
When I started at Arizona State, it was whack, and then it became the Pac-8 after I had a little hype.
Right.
You took that to heart, didn't you?
You've been telling this lie for 20-some years now. It's starting to become the truth.
It gets more elaborate.
Another hiatus, and it became the Pac-10.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Beijing says U.S. legalization of marijuana is a threat to China. What is that? I just saw the headline.
But actually, that's a big lie, because I think when it was the Pac-8, that did not include the Arizona schools.
It did not, Todd.
It did not become the
Pac-10. It is a big lie. You lied about your own career.
Until they added the Arizona schools.
Right. Maybe they're afraid of the opium wars again.
I have no idea what that means. I'm sorry to yell it out loud until we looked into it. I just found it an odd headline.
I kind of looked into this one.
Right.
Out of Rushy.
Yeah.
34-year-old YouTuber. Artem Boldarev, known by his nickname Bolt.
This is bugging me. You got, were you eating something? You got something hanging off your mustache there.
Good.
It's going now. All right.
Out of Rushy.
I like to watch your lips when you read. You know that.
34-year-old YouTuber, especially not out loud.
When you say, help me.
34-year-old YouTuber Artem Boldarev.
God. Probably worth $1 million, right? At least, well, 80 million.
He's got 300,000 followers on his YouTube channel.
He's making money.
Yeah, what does that translate to?
Money.
Money-wise.
It's not the point of the story.
Well, yeah, I'd just like to know.
I have no idea. It's a completely different article.
Is he a Russian guy?
100,000 followers on
YouTube. Is he a Russian guy?
Okay. It's out of Russia.
Okay.
Is where the story is. All right. 34-year-old YouTuber.
What's he do?
Artem Boldarev.
What's he famous for?
Known by his nickname Bolt.
How many YouTube followers does he have?
Described as a popular biker.
How much money does he make off that?
Yeah.
And
bicycle
moto
or motorcycle?
Blogger.
Yeah, can you monetize?
Was steering his bike with his feet while allegedly texting on his phone. He crashed into a car. He's dead now.
Okay.
Keep your questions to yourself.
Is that on video?
No.
Somewhere, probably.
That's why he was doing it. If he's on steering with his feet, he had somebody videoing it.
Right.
For the YouTube.
No.
He's a horrible YouTuber if he was not videoing that.
No, he's a reviewer.
Was he a motorcycle?
Yes. Do I need to say this whole thing again? Will you people shut up for a paragraph?
You said he's a moto.
Probably not.
You said he's a moto guy. I thought, if you drive with your feet, wouldn't you want that on tape?
Well, he didn't that time.
Will this affect his number of YouTube followers.
They'll probably go down.
Might be others.
No new videos coming up.
His last video was published online about an hour before the accident. Another video has been shared online claiming to be the last minutes before his death. He can be seen steering the vehicle with his feet just minutes before he smashed into the car.
See, sometimes you get that death bump. You know, like people download a lot of music or buy a lot of music.
That's true. That's
true. Right after you die. Well,
Bolt can be heard in the video saying,
"Ow."
Most problems arise due to the fact that I don't give a blank.
Man, don't mess around.
So somebody pulled out in front of him?
No, he's driving with his feet.
Yeah, but it said he hit a car.
Yeah, it doesn't say where the car came from or whatnot.
I'm assuming the problem came from the fact that he couldn't grab the brakes with his feet.
Yeah.
That, or he just steered it into the car.
His toes couldn't grab the brake, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a dumb way to go, man.
But not unexpected.
Well, you know what? The obvious thing that a couple of his friends put on his...
died doing what he loved.
Yes.
Careening his cycle, reaching for the brakes with his toes into a car. That's
smashing
not dying doing what
pavement.
You love.
Yeah.
God, that's the lamest thing. I feel bad when people say that.
But I have trouble working up sympathy for the guy.
Oh, so do I.
I mean, you know.
No, you're right.
You were doing stupid stuff that could have killed you, and it killed you.
Right. We've all seen people on motorcycles, mainly, not necessarily the Harley guys. Those guys actually just cruise and pay attention. But some of the crotch rocket stuff. There was a couple of guys passing me and my family a couple of years back, and it pissed me off because they were just cruising by me, and they jumped up and did side saddle. At 65, right near our cars, whizzing by us, side saddle, and then jump back over. I'm thinking, man, it's not just about your life or this situation. You could wreck every car around you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, golfed on Saturday. It was right by a park.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy that did, he was at a wheelie for at least 150 yards on a crotch rocket.
Oh, I used to do, like bike night remotes.
Yeah.
Out near... I mean, your middle-class neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there were, I mean, guys on the crotch rockets would leave there and get out on the main street next to where we were at, and one wheel at 60 miles an hour just flying down the street.
I don't want those guys hurt, but come on, don't tempt it. Don't tempt fate.
When you eat
it, young guys, too.
When you eat it, that bike's going to fly into somebody else's car and maybe hurt somebody else.
But if you watch that, there's always just panties flying everywhere. Because women see a guy doing a wheelie on a bike.
Or just peeling out?
Yep, they will peel off their panties and throw them right at you.
They're soaked panties, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Whip that crap right out, man.
That's why they fly so good, because they're sopping wet. Got a little weight on them.
Sopping wet.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. You may be familiar with the name Pete Buttigieg.
He's
a Democratic presidential candidate.
Mayor Pete.
There was a great Bill Maher did this thing in the middle where people were holding up signs about confessing stuff. It was a story he did for the daughter that said, I lied to my mom. She'd hold a sign up in some corner. So he made this little comedy piece up, and one of them was Buttigieg with a sign that says, "I'm not gay. I just needed a better hook than Mayor of Indiana."
Mayor of South Bend.
South Bend, exactly.
Well, he says if he wins, he probably will not be the first gay president to sit in the Oval Office.
That's a great line. Was Buchanan, who was never married, represented, he's a Pennsylvania president, that's why I know this, he's the only guy actually born in Pennsylvania who was a president. Buchanan was a bad president, I remember that, but he was the only bachelor president the whole time. Was he gay? I don't know. Never heard that.
Oh, wouldn't that be too obvious?
It would be too obvious.
Yeah,
maybe he's just a player, man.
Is he naming names? I mean, if you're going to say that, name some names.
Well, he's probably right.
Yeah.
A 40-something.
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say it.
Well, he's probably
right.
Why? He just means.
If he's asked the question, why wouldn't he answer it?
And then I would ask the question, well, who?
He did.
Who?
He said that his gaydar doesn't work that well in the present, let alone retroactively.
That was his line. That was a great line. Oh, well, he just figured numbers.
That's not an answer.
What, 47?
Yes, it is.
46 is right. One of them is probably gay.
Is there some sort of special gay handbook that only gay people can go look at and find out who was gay in history?
Well, just can't pull that out of your ass and say, well, there's a pretty good chance.
Yeah, you can.
Sure there is.
46 people.
Just look at stats.
Yeah. 46 people, one of them was bi.
Do the math.
At least.
Well, I just go ahead and say they were probably all gay.
Well, because the math doesn't work out that way.
The math doesn't work that way.
I know that.
Don't argue with math, Todd.
Right.
I know you've been struggling with math the last couple of days on the show.
Yeah, you have.
No, yeah. That really had nothing to do with math. You're totally misled by Puss, but that's a whole other matter.
Apparently, there is a strong argument that Buchanan was probably gay.
Okay. All right, there you go. Yeah. And I ever knew he was the only bachelor president.
Many writers have put forth arguments that he was a homosexual. Another biographer says he was asexual or at the least celibate.
Got it.
So, yeah.
I saw his house. There's a Buchanan house somewhere in Pennsylvania. We visited as a, you know, some trip.
But they got a picture here of some dude who he shared a house with.
Oh.
So.
There you go.
His friend.
Right there.
Well, but that was a different time.
Well, you wouldn't come out, obviously.
No, but it was a different time when guys were able to live closer together and they weren't necessarily gay.
Well, people do that all the time here now. Yeah. But usually not as adults.
Well, here's Laurel and Hardy did.
That's true.
Yeah, of James Buchanan in a jean jacket.
Stop giving jean jackets a bad name.
I gotta tell you something.
We like jean jackets.
I can still wear jean jackets. They're cool.
Oh yeah, and his friend that they shared the house with, William Rufus Devane King,
right?
He called him Miss Nancy. That was his pet name for him.
Well, yeah, of course he was gay.
And they apparently attended social functions together.
Okay, then I didn't know any of that.
Did the other guy go as Nancy?
I don't know.
If you're Miss Nancy,
that's a clue. I would give that one a clue, more so than the others.
Yeah, Buttigieg should have said, about Buchanan.
But he didn't know.
He didn't know.
And you don't just call people out.
No. I just did because I knew he was only...
Well, you were...
It was a fun fact from Pennsylvania when I was a kid.
Yeah, you were curious.
Yeah.
You were gay curious.
I was.
Very quickly.
See, I had guy roommates too, and I never called any of them Mr. Fancy.
Miss Nancy.
Mr. Fancy.
Mr. Fancy.
I called him Mr. Fancy, but not Miss Nancy. Miss Nancy's gay. Mr. Fancy is just
that's
call your
fine.
Buds.
He's just a dude then.
He's just my bud. Pays half the rent.
Mr. Fancy.
Mr. Fancy.
And very quickly, this can go without comment.
No, it can't.
Doubtful.
Or will it?
President Trump says he wants health care to be a high priority during his reelection campaign. We've got another story here.
Okay.
He wants health care to be a high priority during his 2020 reelection campaign.
He's got a plan in 2 months.
He says it's a big piece of unfinished business from the first term that he plans to tackle, and they've already come up with a concept for a health care plan, and they're going to be rolling it out in a couple of months.
Tremendous.
He's not rolling anything out.
It'll be tremendous.
Let's move on.
Out of Detroit.
Yeah, before Tyler gets a little passionate.
Out of Detroit, a woman in a wheelchair.
He's a very passionate man. And I think what I'm going to do in the future is when you start getting a little too passionate about it.
What about healthcare? I am, yeah.
Oh, no, no.
You own Dr. Mina, too?
Just about that guy.
Okay. Oh, no. I was talking about healthcare here.
Just about that guy. I will jump in and talk about things that I am passionate about. That could possibly drive away the audience as well.
Like fishing?
That could be one
thing. Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah, I got a couple
but that draws him in.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the trouble with fishing.
Yeah.
No,
that draws him in.
So I got to be careful.
Yeah, especially when he talks fishing at national parks.
Although, holy crap! Yeah.
I got a couple in my back pocket.
I will shut up.
Okay,
that I will when passions flare up.
Right,
fishing
because it ignites. You know, when he gets passionate, it ignites my passion.
Absolutely.
So
his fishing passion.
Yeah, it'll be. Like a chain reaction.
Okay.
So the next time the passion flares up,
Craig brought it up.
My passion will also flare up. Well, that's
we'll wait for the plan.
Also on Craig to make sure not to flame the passions.
Right. Yeah, but you know it's important to know healthcare is right around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Out of Detroit, a woman in a wheelchair got tired of waiting for her food at the McDonald's. So she fired a taser at an employee. The employee dodged the taser.
Yeah.
Officers found the ticked off customer with the taser tucked in her shirt. They were unable to arrest the woman due to not having the proper vehicle to accommodate her wheelchair. They did indeed confiscate the taser.
Give these guys a break.
Thought she finally got her lazy ass out of the wheelchair.
No.
Fired her up enough.
No.
She Give didn't. The fast food workers a break. They're also dealing with you.
Yeah.
You know? And when you're in a fast food joint, you're not even in a good mood.
Well, so, good on that kid for having the reflexes to dodge the taser.
Last night.
Not going to get me?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.